Earlier in the week, on Monday, the county council had its quarterly meeting with Park City Council and the Park City School Board. County Manager Bob Jasper said there they touched on legislative issues that might impact the schools. The school district's desire for a fixed location for its CAPS program and requests from the east side to have more vocational education opportunities. On Wednesday, the council meets at the Sheldon Richens building at Kimball Junction, starting with work session at 3:40. At about 4:30, they will get an update on the county's communications plan. Jasper said they have modernized how they get the word out to the public.
Come talk with you, put on public service announcements, issue press releases, and deal with the local paper with the Park Record. We've expanded now to everything you can think of, from Facebook to Twitter to, and it's still difficult to kind of get the word out and advise people in a timely way so they know what's going on, and if they want to come and express their opinion, they can. Another thing that I think we're doing in the plan is that we have a significant Hispanic population, and how do we communicate in Spanish?
Another strategic plan they will discuss involves senior citizens. Jasper said a couple of years ago the county and Park City studied whether the area needs more assisted living facilities.
At that point in time, a few years ago, it appeared not. On the west side, at least, our senior population tends to come move here when they're healthy and active, and when they get a lot older and more frail, then they tend to go somewhere else where there are more services available, like assisted living. It is my own sense that things have changed and the folks are staying longer, that we have people who've been here many, many years and who are getting up in age and could use more help, particularly assisted living.
It can be a difficult or controversial issue, as the county saw when it considered a facility in Highland Estates.
You know, I remember the Beehive Home issue, which was somewhat assisted living, not aimed just at seniors. Boy, the neighbors, I mean, it was approved in the end, but the neighbors didn't want such a facility in their neighborhood. I mean, it's a market issue. The private sector provides assisted living. They have to decide, is it profitable? And another dilemma is, where do you find space to have an assisted living facility? I think we're all generally aging. I think that that's something that we're going to need to do in the future, but how and where we'll do it over on this side is problematic because of land's very expensive here. It's difficult to find a place and to make money off of it.
The council also reviews the goals of their strategic plan, and Jasper said in their 6 p.m. agenda they will likely take a big step there, approving phase one of the updated Snyderville General Plan.
So that's a heck of an accomplishment, assuming it gets adopted with some tweaks to the development code. So the plan is done on both sides of the county now. We have put money in the budget to get some assistance to come in and help us draft our development code. Our development codes are patchwork of over the years. They need to be gone through and just totally redone. And, you know, first you do the plan. Those are the goals, the things you're trying to accomplish. We've got that now, or we will have it as of tomorrow night. Now we need legislation, basically a development code that's tells us how we're going to implement that. So we're on the way to that.
In public hearings, a lot of discussion came from residents in Highland Estates. Over the years, a number of residences have hosted home-based businesses, sometimes with large vehicles or equipment. Jasper said they don't want to be harsh, but that's a residential area by law.
You know, it's my understanding that at least one big business with equipment has moved to a more appropriate spot. At least they've moved their business, not their home. And county code is you can't have big, large businesses in your home. And so we've been working with people. But I think at the last meeting where people came in, a lot of whom were arguing why they should be able to keep their business. I think our chair said it well. Claudia said, you know, the law is the law. You cannot do that in a residential development. So, I mean, I don't think we want to be draconian, but the basic policy is you can't operate big businesses with lots of equipment out of your home. That's the law.
The council also considers approval for adding square footage to the Tanner Outlet Mall. Jasper said he thinks the mall has provided the community benefits to get an approval, such as in affordable housing.
In Tanger's case, they've opted, as I understand it, to pay in lieu monies, so we'll have a pot of money to assist in affordable housing. I think that'll be a go. It seems like they've met all the requirements that were laid out to begin with for Tanger Outlets.
Finally, the agenda includes the request from the Discovery Project for exemptions from county code, but Jasper said they have not reached a resolution there and the council will likely vote to continue the item to another date. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.